Oh man, 130 pounds of crawfish in here. These mud bugs have boiled into this beautiful red color. It's like a scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
Today marks the first day the best ever food review show steps foot in the USA. The first time this Minnesota boy has gone south. And our Deep South food tour starts here in Louisiana.
First of all, in Minnesota, we call them crayfish.
Right.
Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
Because we laugh at that.
In these parts, New Orleans is the epicenter for all things delicious.
How many different generations of people have come through? The Italians, the Irish, the enslaved people, the French, the Spanish, the Acadians. And put all that together and we have a cultural gumbo.
Today we're heading deep into Cajun country to hang with this guy.
Cannot leave now. If you get a 911 call, somebody's just going to have to wait to die till you finish. Because this rice will stick and you will burn it.
His name is Spuddy, and he's been throwing down Louisiana Cajun-style cooking for the last 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man, brother.
Our mission today, take on an epic-sized Louisiana-style crawfish throwdown with all the fixings.
It's really smoked well right now.
So slip on your rubber galoshes and prepare to get wet. Today we're taking on seafood of epic proportions in Louisiana. Do you know your official state crustacean? Well, here in Louisiana, it's the crawfish. Louisiana produces 100 million pounds of crawfish per year, and it all starts here. At this local pond, Spuddy will demonstrate a piece of Cajun culture that dates back hundreds of years.
First of all, around the U.S., there's some different kind of stereotypes of the South that I've heard of in the North. But I want to know, as a Northerner, do you have any good stereotypes of Northern people?
We say Northern people, how can I say that?
Yeah.
Have their drawers in a knot. Take life too serious.
Okay. Oh, you mean like having a stick up your ass?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're trying to say.
And it's not to make fun of it, but down here we loosen up. We like to party. We like to have a good time. We are very nice to our neighbors. Everybody's our friend. So loosen up, you know, smile a little bit and be friendly.
Today we're going crawfishing. How many do you expect to get?
So right now we'll catch three or four sacks, 120, 150 pounds, somewhere up in there.
Oh, so these are already trapped, right?
So they're in trap.
I don't think we can call it crawfishing at all.
No, traps, you're still crawfishing. Ah, you're still crawfishing. So it's just a different way of catching them. Whether you catch them with a set net or you catch them with a crawfish trap, you're still in the process of crawfishing.
Okay.
So next we're going to jump in the boat and we're going to start running traps. Take the crawfish, dump them in a pan, and we're going to go to my place and you're going to suck a little head today. Right?
That sounds great.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to do it. All right, we got it, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, hey, let's roll.
I don't have a stick on my ass.
I don't mind this snake eyes following my every move.
This is a crawfish net right here. It's like a steel mesh. There are these kind of cones here where it would be really confusing if you're a crawfish, you swim inside.
Crawfish move backwards.
Oh, they come in backwards. And then they can't get out backwards.
They have a brain.
It's too common.
They don't know how to get out.
They're so dumb.
So what? Wait, and what else they have? Free food. It's a hotel.
That's a good food.
Yeah, bed and breakfast in here. So why leave, man?
I don't care what they say. Can't say that don't fuck me.
Look how big this one is. It's huge!
No, don't give it! Let it bite you, man.
Let it?
Yeah! Let it bite you.
Oh, you're gonna do it?
Sure. All right. That was really dumb. All right? Sometimes you gotta live on the wild side, you know? And it kind of makes you like, all right, toughen up a little bit.
I want to be tough too. Should I try doing it?
Uh-oh.
No! No! Yes! Charlie came through in the clutch. Here we go.
All right.
Then we're going to put in the bait for the next one.
Yeah, and then you pass it to Charlie.
Guys, don't forget to always pass it to Charlie at the end. What are you doing right now? What's happening
here? I'm looking for these old heads like this. That turtle will really clean that head out.
Here we go, Charlie.
All right. Sonny got it. Yes.
Yes. You think I could do this, like, for a living?
Oh yeah. It takes a little practice.
What am I missing?
So you would be actually doing everything, driving the boat and raising. So you have to get a rhythm.
Oh.
Once you get in your rhythm, then you're smooth.
This is usually not a two-person thing.
No, you're going to be by yourself.
Charlie,
we're preparing a traditional Louisiana crawfish throwdown. We got the crawfish, but now we're headed to Spuddy's restaurant to prepare the rest of our feast. First up, Spuddy's homemade andouille, a local smoked sausage. Some say it originated in France. Some say Germany. I say, let's make some sausage. First, the pork.
And what I do, I use a cushion meat shaped like a heart.
Yeah.
That's from deep inside the shoulder. So if you cut it, see how lean it is?
Wow, that's very lean.
We have to just cut it up in little pieces like this.
Okay, and it's going to go in
there. Pass through the grinder.
Yeah. God, that'd be cool if I cut my thumb off on the first day of shooting, huh?
Oh, yeah, it happened. I've cut my finger, but what the hell?
I'm more worried about you cutting me.
Spuddy grinds the meat into large chunks and seasons it simply with salt and cayenne pepper. Get used to seeing cayenne pepper. It's ubiquitous in Cajun-style cooking.
Spuddy's not here. I'll tell you what's happening. This is a sausage stuffer, obviously. Look at the name. So why won't you zoom in on it? You're refusing to zoom in on it?
I call him Richard, but you can call him Dick. This is Spuddy's professional sausage stuffer.
There's a foot pedal here. That's right, guys. I'm still wearing the boots. Isn't that cool? All right, so there's a foot pedal here to control the...
Spuddy loads him up and shows me the art of detecting perfect seasoning balance.
Take it. It's good.
You just took the raw pork and put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
To see if the seasoning is good.
Absolutely.
Is that safe?
Well, I've been doing it for 25 years. I'm going to say yes. I didn't eat it. I didn't swallow it. I just kind of tasted it. Good try.
I don't know, man. I've never done anything weird on my show before.
I've heard. Like a seasoning?
It's really hard to tell. It's raw pork.
Salt,
pepper,
feeling
simple.
It?
Good.
If you feel like you want to swallow it, go ahead.
Spit it out. Wait, can I just swallow it?
Sure, go ahead.
No. Okay. Cameraman changed his head. No.
Next, he stuffs the meat into the casing, made of cow intestines, or what some call beef middles.
And then you're going to have a little air pocket, so it's going to take a little time. Dick is not fast, but he's very efficient.
Oh, it's coming out.
All right.
This is a fucking thick sausage, bro.
This is the number one investment I've ever bought in my life.
Yeah, a mobile smoker.
A mobile smoker.
Which has a couple of flats, by the way.
Which has a lot of flats.
Okay.
So we don't mobilize it anymore.
Okay. The smell is like a spirit of 1,000 smoked meats.
Yes. So think about this. This thing has 20 years of flavor embedded in these walls.
Yeah.
You clean the racks, you'll take some of the fat out the bottom, and that's it. You never get in here and pressure wash this thing. That could cost you your life. Really. If I saw you pressure washing this, I'd really hurt you bad.
Okay.
So we've been here for 25 and a half years. So everything was on a dream. Before this restaurant life, I was a computer programmer. And didn't like the office life, didn't like being locked inside. Always wanted to work for myself. Wound up buying this place, and it became Spuddy's Cajun Foods. When I bought this place, I didn't know how to make andouille. I couldn't make sausage, nothing. I had no idea what processing was. I hired some real good ladies that taught me how to cook. Mm. And just paying attention and listening and just trying it, try it again, you become a cook. You just learn by hard knocks.
The andouille smokes for 2 hours. In the meantime, a Cajun classic that I have yet to try ever in my life. Jambalaya.
Jambalaya actually is a West African dish. It's rice with all the stuff mixed in. It could be anything you want.
Really?
Use your imagination. So we're going to use pork, sausage, and andouille. You can use leftover chicken. You can use some lima beans if you had them leftovers.
There's no set recipe.
Field piece. It's what you like.
What about hot dogs?
If you want to make a hot dog jambalaya, knock your lights out. I'm not eating.
As a Cajun cooking master once said, jambalaya needs to be built. Our building blocks include pork chopped into bite-sized pieces, onion, celery, his own homemade sausage, then the andouille. Oh yeah, time to check the smoker.
Got about an hour and a half, maybe close to 2 hours. When we open this, we're going to get smothered with smoke. It's still in the smoking process, but it is cooked.
All right, let's do it.
Ready?
Do you need help? Do we both?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, one, two, three. Oh, It looks so nice and tan and delicious.
Remember the pale white a while ago?
Now we have nice tan. It's been to the beach. It's been to Miami, man. Look at this.
Wow, so it's real firm now?
Yeah.
Like leathery on the outside almost?
Yeah. You want to try a little piece?
Okay, yeah.
How about that?
He just broke it off. Oh, my God. Look at this. Look how coarse it is. I can eat the casing too, right?
Absolutely. You ready?
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Oh,
this is good.
My God.
Juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like best damn ham you ever gonna eat.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But very coarse, super juicy. There's all these little crevasses that just pool with hot porky oil and juices. Oh, man.
This is the best way you're gonna eat it, right off the smoker.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than this. It's just very good.
That's bad. Great.
Jambalaya. Time to build. He adds hog lard to a hot pot, onion, chopped pork, then the andouille.
It'll be very meaty.
Louisiana hot sauce and plenty of it, sausage, celery, and a blend of seasonings, salt, pepper, paprika, garlic, and cayenne pepper.
It's your imagination, your flavor. If you say it's good, it's the best.
Once all that gets happy together, he adds in water and long grain rice. Now we wait.
A lot of the food culture we have came from the enslaved people when they were brought over from Africa. A lot of people look at the enslaved person as a field hand, but it's not true. They had a lot of talent, and they were good bricklayers. They were good blacksmiths. They were good carpenters, and they also brought a lot of the foods that we have today to make an okra gumbo, the jambalaya.
These are all side dishes. The real star of any throwdown are the crawfish.
Oh my God, look at this. It's like a thousand crayfish. It looks like a thousand little cockroaches running around. I've never seen anything like this. This is out of this world.
I love this size crawfish. This is the size I like. So this is going to feed a lot of people because we have so many crawfish. So now what we're going to do, we're going to purge them. We're going to run a lot of water on these crawfish, wash the mud off of them so they don't have a muddy taste. And this water kind of brings them back to life,
yeah.
Really gets them hopping.
How many do you think you could eat in the meal? Like, I feel like I'm going to eat 100 of these alone, at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Good answer, yeah.
So if you keep sucking the heads, the juice is going to get you. But so I want more crawfish, so I might suck the first few heads, and after that, I'm into the tail.
Last two right here.
The last soldier's coming down.
Somehow, through science, a miracle, or otherwise, all these crawfish are going in this pot at one time, plunging into a mix of potatoes, onion, garlic, mushrooms, lemons, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana crawfish boil seasoning, which includes cayenne pepper.
Oh,
smell it?
That is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you.
Woo! Oh, it's in my nose. It's like cayenne pepper in the air, right?
Yes.
8 seasoning sacks and a ton of Louisiana hot sauce should make it taste just right.
Oh, yeah. We are ready. So now we're going to send these mud bugs home.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, ready?
Let's go.
All right, put it up here. Let's give them a little loving.
Oh, yes. There's so many. We're going to put more in there.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is packed.
Okay, now we're going to try to fit some of these in.
Oh, jeez. Look at this. It's completely full. We can do it. We can do it. We can get
more. All right, we got it. So it's going to take probably about 15 minutes to get to a boil. Once it boils, grab a few. This is how you know when they're done.
It's been about 20 minutes. These mud bugs have boiled into this beautiful red color.
Delicious.
It looks good. How do you know if it's done?
Ready.
You just chuck it out the window.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to cool this pot off, and we're going to watch these crawfish sink in, and they're going to suck up the seasoning. So if you're ready, we can do that.
I'm ready.
Not your fault. fault, then you don't deserve.
We have everything here, about, I don't know, 10,000 crawfish. Oh. Is it 10,000?
That's good enough.
We don't have to tell anybody.
No.
We've got potatoes, corn, mushrooms. We've got crawfish. Guys, if people say crayfish, is that fine? That's fine, right?
No!
I was checking for a friend. Thank you for letting me know. I want to start with this. Oh my gosh, look at this. Now, which sausage is this?
That's our homemade smoked sausage.
Do you want to share with me?
Absolutely.
Cheers, let's do it.
All right.
Oh.
What do you think?
Everything is right with the world right now. Wow, best crawfish he's ever had. Okay, I have no idea. I've never eaten crawfish. Oh my God, you are really good at this.
60 years of practice.
60?
So when you're born, a lot of kids around the world giving a rattle. Yeah. Oh no, you're giving a crawfish. What you can do is take this crawfish, break it apart.
There we go.
Then you want to pinch that tail, like
squeeze and suck. Here we go.
Squeeze and suck.
That is absolutely delicious.
All right.
That cayenne pepper is what comes through.
Yeah.
It's just right, but it makes me feel a little alive.
Yeah.
And a little anxious at the same time.
And it's really good for you.
It's like lighting up my insides.
So then we're going to suck a little hair.
I feel a little nervous.
All right, come on, really. Ready?
That is good. Oh, man, it's like taking shots. It's like a good shot.
It's a hand shot. So while I'm eating, I may grab a little piece of potato. And I'll just break it in half, put another half on the side.
It's good. A lot of the spices have really permeated the potato. That's very nice.
You put a lot of potatoes in. I don't know if it tastes good. You don't have to bought as much crawfish. People fill up on a potato. Wait, it's a cheap pork.
Yeah, right. Bam, right, it's jambalaya. This is incredible. I thought it was going to be more like a soup.
No. Because it looked like soup when we were making it.
Yeah, and now it's more like a rice.
Ready?
A rice dish. So we've got the sausage here, the rice. Let's try it out. Oh, right here. I'm not talking about the heartburn. I'm right here in my soul. This has such a complex, deep flavor to it. It's super smoky, super savory.
So you make this when you have a crawfish boil. Some people are allergic to seafood.
Yeah.
So you always make a little pot of jambalaya on the side. We want them to have something.
Yeah.
And not be left out.
Due to some newly built highways, more and more traffic is being diverted away from Spuddy's Cajun Foods. These days, Spuddy has reduced operations, offering only a limited menu and catering.
We're going to start something called the Cajun Cooking Experience. People all over the world want to know about Cajun cooking. So we're going to go actually in my kitchen. They'll learn about the history of our area, how the people that live in this area actually work and how we actually live. And they're going to be the ones that actually cook it. And we're going to tell stories. We're going to make sure that they're loose because Cajun cooking is about fun.
Whether it's computer engineering, running a restaurant, or being a tour guide, when you've got Spuddy's drive and passion, suddenly anything becomes possible. From researching and shooting to editing and mastering, our 10-person Best Ever Food Review Show team works hard to roll out the highest quality travel food entertainment twice a week. If you like what we do here, please consider supporting our Patreon. Patreon allows fans of the show to contribute a monthly sum and receive a load of extras like early video releases, private Q&As, and beyond.
To learn more about our Patreon, check out the link in the description box down below. And if you can't give or don't even feel like it, that's okay too. We're just happy you're here. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you next time. A peace. All right, let's eat all these crawfish.
Oh, they have some mushrooms. No, mushroom, huh?